your middle kingdom is released from the jar of the force field that holds the salve that is called love.
Any emotion is released
out of the jar, mm-hmm. out of love, into your middle kingdom.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now the next part. 14701. Moving forward, for 10 seconds.
Oh, Lord, now we've got a love body. Oh, Bible had to have six bastard babies, if that be the case. No, we'd be in deep. But it will, because then it's defined. Defined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like definitions.
Yeah.
Oh.
It leads to clarity. Or it leads you to the conclusion that you don't care and you're going to let it go. Either way, it's mm-hmm. a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But that means you have to be defined by something. But a defined definition helps to connect.
Mm-hmm.
See, people get all crossways with love, and they say, I've had five wives, and they go, good. Well, no, I mean, and I love this one, and I love that one, but I really didn't love that one. Well, no, you just had different emotions with different ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you understood that love was a force field, then you could love the one you with happily.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat may, and that will contain all kinds of emotions within love. Well, hate is an emotion, but you're saying that I should love someone that I hate, and we say many times you will.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hate someone you love. The light bulb just went on.
I did it.
Yeah. You can love somebody you hate, but you can't hate somebody you love. There's your difference.
Mm-hmm.
We duff smell a CD coming.
That's cool. You can't hate someone.
Of course. There's a lot of women sleeping with men that they just cannot stand, but they love them, so whatever. Mm-hmm. What's a girl to do?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. See, if they're not, you can't enter. If love was an emotion, it could be interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you can't, so it's not.
What caused us to be to create ourselves that way?
Oh, let's see. So that would be the second degree of separation. Okay, second degree of separation, or we would say clean up on aisle two, mm-hmm. would be anything that confounds without your power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes the question. See, with your power, you get that, you know that, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But without that, then it becomes you have a clerical deception.
Mm-hmm.
And so any clerical deception in the defining aspect that you're trying to embrace,
mm-hmm.
if you're not there, if it's not corrected, connected, it's separated.
Mm-hmm.
So the degree of separation is just that. Mm-hmm. But once it's connected, then there is no separation. Then that what becomes answered or overlaid with the power of the notion of the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we did that, 15048. We are moving forward to another part. 152, right there.
And as you said this just a little bit, then you kind of go, okay, now here's what I know. Go based on the things you know. And you'll find that much of that knowing is not set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, then you can't put that in the column of finished, say, fini.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put it on of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's in the category of becoming, then it is of come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. And then the reason the humans, separate, when they separated from their power, of course that was the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
What choice? You disconnected. So how can you have a connection from a disconnection?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you come back into your power, then you know, and you know how to file it, you know how to work it, you know how to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then how does an electronic mail get to, from one recipient to the other is not even involved in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hit enter, I hit send, and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
On the Ethernet, gets to this other IP address, and shows up in their box, and they click it, and they respond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how or what or why it becomes outside of the conversation. Because now you're empowered regarding electronic mail.
Okay, I think I'm good for now.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we finished session 276, recorded on May 21st, 2010. All right, the next one is 275. Anybody want to say anything? I didn't mute anybody. Here's Legend, he's back. You getting anything out of these, Legend? Legend.
No, Legend. I fell asleep. Are you there, Legend?
I'm here.
Are you getting anything out of what I'm playing?
I just called back in. I was off for an hour.
Okay. Well, I got a new thing here. Let's see what it is. So, I'll bring it in, and it'll go for 15 minutes. So let me bring it up. It's going to be May 17, 2010, session 275.
When it's starting to take off and people see it's something, can Carolyn say, now watch how something worse will come along and even predict the disease-making process?
Yeah. She'll do it just like the big bad wolf that's blowing everybody's house down now. She'll come in and say, okay, we straighten this out now. Something even worse than cancer's coming, and I'm ahead of it, and I'm going to show you how that works too. And then she's going to say, all right, Pfizer, stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. Oh, yeah, I wasn't qualified to play with you, but I'm going to be the one that's going to help you.
That's beautiful. Is this in? I like the theatrical part of this. That's good. We can do that. She can can do that?
She will. She will. And yeah, and come into the first symposium and pass out Snicker bars to everybody.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
No, no, she likes that.
Yeah, it's fun. A little Obama M&M.
Right. Yeah, now, the other thing is, does Carolyn at any time talk about how she got, well, mostly got most of it from Ion?
She pleases. It's up to her. It's all right. We're good. We want the human creators to be whole. Really, really, really. That's at the end of the day, that's all it is. And if that comes, they're going to ask, and if she decides that suits her that way, she will. She will. She'll say, I bumped into this crazy thing, and it got me into my own power. And it became so obvious that the solution showed up for me the same time the problem did. And because of that, and it works, I don't know how, I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is if they'll drag your meat sack to me, and I'll hook you up, and you'll get better.
Okay, good. And then the other thing is, I can understand why Ion didn't tell Carolyn this, you know, within the first month last year that Ion showed up. But tell me why you didn't, or if that was a factor, or what? Why
she wasn't hearing it. It's like when we were searching for words. If they're not in her vernacular, then they won't resonate with her. And then it becomes our creation rather than her manifestation.
Great. So, well, I see that you didn't create, but you... She wouldn't have thought of any of this unless Ion told her.
Yes, she would have. It wouldn't have come up if she hadn't have thought it.
Oh, okay. You mean that this whole answer for cancer wouldn't have come up if she hadn't have thought it?
The whole process that she's gone through, that she's going to find a way. Carolyn's deal, that since before she could remember, has been, I will find a way. I will find a way. I will find a way. I don't know the way, but I'll find it.
When did she start thinking that? You say when she was a very young girl?
Yep, I'll find a way.
Was it in terms of medicine?
No, Bob. Called power.
I'll find a way to get my power.
I'll find a way. I will figure it out. And I've done it lots of ways, and I've now thoroughly established what doesn't work. And I'm going to do what does.
You're saying I'll find a way to...
Now, we could say cheekily by process of elimination, but that's okay because that's what gets you to the place for right now, right here, to be able to have an engagement. The engagement is that you have the questions, that you have the asking, and now it's just a matter of ciphering the details.
Right.
So, and then we're going to up the ante again. And then, since you're asking Bob, now Carolyn, you didn't ask this, but Bob did.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're asking Bob, then that's where the axiom water comes from. That you're going to have to up the ante of how the RNA picks up the ability to have the communication that travels vis-a-vis the RNA to chromosome 14 to affect the helix, the double helix, and it splits between the arms and the rings. Then you're going to up the ante then, and then you're going to get to double your magnesium, honey, and you're going to get the angstrom size level to calculate, to penetrate that actual cell. And that's when you're going to start growing new bones. And then when you get tired of growing, people go, well, I got bones, but I got no meat on it, I got no feeling, I got no nothing. Okay, that's when you're going to up the dextrose again. And that's when you're going to make a super RNA to such a degree that the actual chromosome itself will become not visible under the microscope and recognized as a double helix genotype when you get through. When heaven is on earth as it is in heaven, you won't recognize a whole lot of crap that's in your meat sack right now.
Hmm. And I created that one. I created the active water.
So the double helix. Okay, fine, Bob. The double helix as we know it now is split.
Is that what you said?
Oh, my gosh.
Pinhead? My pinhead?
Mm.
No, here, my pinhead?
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then you're effing charge. Why would it not be?
So, Pete, that's the super genome.
But now you hold that one to yourself, because they'll poke you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put you in a box or poke you in a box?
Poke you, put you in a cage in the circus and poke a stick at you.
Well,
that, you save that until it becomes
obvious. Becomes obvious. You mean the pentad aspect?
Yeah, the pentad aspect of RNA. What you'll call it is super neutrino RNA capacity.
So I created the water aspect.
Created all of it, Bob, because of Carolyn.
Because of Carolyn. So, no, I was just thinking that I'm always on about the desal water, and I've sort of mentioned it. So I talk about it more in Carolyn. So do I. The alignment, I did a little more of the impetus to create this water that heals our bones more than Carolyn, or it's always both of us in both cases.
Well, it went.
No, because you said, this is yours, Bob, just the way you began.
You asked the question, and that's why you got that answer right then. Carolyn didn't ask that question. You did.
Right.
That's where it came from, was from your asking. That's good.
So I was discussing with Scott Norris last night about the Bob and I on Squeeze the Lemon of Thought, and we got ourselves thinking, or I was thinking how every thought you thought has already been thought, and there's no beginning. That's why you can...
No. Every thought that has been thought is thought. But every thought's not already been thought. Otherwise, then you'd be thinking the thought.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's good.
Yeah. But that's good. That's good. Now, this is the same way as far as indoctrinating this process, Carolyn. Because, you're going beyond what's been thought. Because if this has already been thought, then it's just regurgitation, projectile or otherwise. Bob, that's me. Damn. Go back to bed, Bob, or don't go to back to bed. You get up just fresh. We're going to start with you early in the morning because you're spot on here this morning. His thought, concept of questioning of his thinking is exactly the prototype that you're laying out here.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it this way. And that's not serving you. So the new thought is this way and will, but we're already going to tell you that this new thought in its completion is going to rot something what you call worse.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have that solution as well.
Then it's going to be worse, Karen.
So then at the end of the day, it's be do your damnedest. Don't
worry. So each time they come up with something worse, like
after
we cure cancer,
they'll have
something worse, and we'll have the solution for that.
We already told you what it's going to be, the super MRSA.
Well, okay. It's almost like we're replaying the gods of Olympus. They're our little Maui town, I and them here, we'll be considered gods temporarily by people.
Yeah.
And that's okay, I guess. We won't care.
We won't notice. You won't notice.
Right. Maybe... Carolyn's already treated like a god by some people, isn't she?
She certainly is.
So, okay, so we, so the, about Carolyn, yeah, so why, you did not tell us right away because we had to get mutated.
You were listening.
Yeah, no, when, at the beginning, a year ago, we had to get activated. It took us a few months.
Listening.
And about when did we start listening? A couple months?
When the spaceship showed up and you could see yourself in the spaceship, and that kind of got to be whimsical, and some little doolollies were kind of kicking in, and Carolyn fussing because she couldn't remember, and fussing because she's having these dreams, she wanted to recall her dreams, and fussing because she wanted to be more than, and everything had been pushing against her, and she was coming to her power, and that everything could work out for her the way she wanted it without anybody else's interference or activation to make her power enough. And then in coming into her power, and you didn't know, you didn't care, it made no difference to you, Bob, you'd have never noticed. It was all gravy for you. So that process was real easy for you because you'd just be bopping along. It made no difference. But for Carolyn, it was like, no. If this works at all, it should work always screwing with it.
Right, so I kind of get it by default.
Well, now that's not a nice way. We don't use that word kindly, most of
right,
you listen to us long. But in your particular case, it's not a problem because your default still does not judge or lay claim to the creation. There are many who create by default, and then when the default hits them, then they get all weird because of this awful thing they've created or allowed to be manifested in their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Even if something nasty happens to you by default, Bob, it's not nasty to you. So that's why your default is okay, because you're still going to have questions, even if it's the best thing ever, 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 ever.
Right. Okay.
You still lay no judgment to it.
No judgment to it, right.
I made it all up and it came true anyway.
Okay, you guys haven't finished the patent process yet, have you, Carol? You're still doing the patent?
You have to talk.
Oh, still doing the patent?
Yeah.
Okay, so we begin tonight probably around 6 my time, maybe 5:30. We're going to go with Ed and we're going to clear up all that fringe stuff, all those Dolores Cannons and all the different fringe experts.
Okay, so here's how it's going to be. You're going to lay out who it is, you're going to lay out what they have to say, and then we'll speak to it. If you do it in a form of a question and not just like, well, did Dolores Cannon have an orgasm when she had her baby? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lay out what they say, the dynamics you have a question regarding.
Yeah, no, that's what we're doing. Ed is going through his archive, making little tape-recorded excerpts, and we'll play them to you.
Yes, now that's right, because what that does is it does two things. It syncs Ed up and you up.
Right.
And syncing you up is important to keep it in track. Well, syncing it up for Ed makes it so it can flow, because he'll stop. He won't have a question. He just won't know to ask anymore, so he's done. Well, you're never done.
Right.
That reins you in and brings him out.
Right.
So you do your excerpts, and then we'll certainly engage, and then you can have questions about even our aspect of it and the dynamic of what maybe is not known regarding these things.
Yeah. No, that's what we want to do, which will become an amazing archive in itself, because Ed says there's lots of intelligent people out there who are trying to find answers, and they don't really know what's true, and they don't know...
Well, they're trying to find answers, but they don't even know what the effing questions are.
Right. Okay, so that's very good. Is there any...
Do you have a 4 today?
A 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. What time is it, Carol?
9:06.
Yeah, we have a 4. We do have a 4. So I'll go get ready. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's all pretty exciting, you know.
Very.
Going to one up the... So, but I just see that the theatrical part is Carol plays with it.
You know, yes, Bob, you said that a million times.
Well, that's the fun part is the way...
How can I not play with it with you behind me?
Oh, okay. So, no problem with that, AI.
How was Dan yesterday? Did he decide to survive another day?
He did join up to the forum, so I think he did... He was okay, because, you know, he could have...
It was very radical for him.
Yeah, I noticed. He went quiet. He was shocked, right?
Well, that's the activation process. But if you've noticed, we're not quite as genteel as once upon a midnight dreary.
Yeah, I talked to Steve in Toronto, the guy who stayed here a year ago, and he has joined up. And while we were talking, getting registered... You showed up. We saw you come in. I guess you were, I don't know if you were listening to us or just doing your own surveillance of the site. No question there? Were you engaging with us or just doing your own thing?
What's the difference?
Okay. So, and then after I finished with Steve and I went to bed just before, I noticed you'd gone off. So you only stayed a little bit. And notice you haven't been posting at all much.
You told us to quit, so we did.
No, that's good. That's good. And someone, Scott, notices. Ian hasn't posted the last 24 hours. But I am getting forwards from notices that Ion is posting. So you've been posting a little bit here and there, correct?
Yes, and if something is, if somebody's going to go slit their throat, we do private message them to talk them down so that they come off the DTs from an ionic experience.
It's already affecting them that Ion isn't there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, another one. That was session number 275, the Carolyn / Goliath debate. Carolyn versus Goliath. Okay. If anybody's going to come in. Here's Denny. Unmute. Everybody's unmuted. You want to say anything? Nobody's saying anything.
Well, I have to unmute myself. That's a, again, I don't even know the question to ask.
Yeah.
So I find, you, okay,
we're just,
go ahead.
We're just showing you the inside dynamics, you know, like that last one was the end there. We were discussing about going on Ed's information farm and starting to analyze stuff that he had collected. So that was what Ion was saying before we even started it. Ion knew what he was doing.
You know, I've been reluctant to ask a question because I didn't want it on the record. But I'm going to ask it anyhow.
Yeah.
I had heard of and had visited a website by Trivoli Kesh and his physics theories. And then I saw it on Information Farm, a little blurb about him as well. And do you know of anything about this particular person?
No, I'd never heard of his name before. I don't know anything about him.
I think it was Kesh Foundation, and his whole presentation is based on space flight, and he's a nuclear physicist of Iranian descent.
Yeah,
and so I don't think I want to go too much into it because I'm not able to really explain what's going on, but I just wondered if you had.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, it's just Kesh Foundation.
Right.
.org.
You know, looked at it.
Well, that's all.
Okay.
It's what you have been presenting and for over the last, I don't know how many years, but specifically going into the all the aspects of life and history and the multi-body position and also the cold play. I've noticed when you said, "Well, we already have a battery for the cold fusion." It's
right.
Like people blink out and go right on to another conversation as if that's nice. but the thing of it is, we've been hunting for that for a long time, you know, and just go back to the risk quadrant, as you say. That's what he's been hunting for.
Yeah. It's archetypal. Yeah. Big.
And so anyhow, I don't have any more to say. I'm ready to listen again.
Okay, so this is going to be 273, and we start.
Bob?
Yes, Bill?
Oh, no, this is Leon.
Yeah.
Are you? Is there going to be any more information on the water that you're about to come up at the play, or can I just ask you a question now?
You mean the Axion water?
Correct.
I don't think so. We're not giving out too much about that.
Okay. I just want to know I was just trying to ask a question about the bone part, but otherwise we can just wait from that.
No, I can't say I don't know. I'm not. It's not likely much is going to be said.
Understand. Okay.
Yeah, right now, anyways. Okay, so you find it hard to follow this, it being DNA and RNA and stuff?
For me?
I don't.
Both of you?
No.
So,
no, I follow it.
I can follow it. I just, yeah, I'm just not following it too closely right now, but I can follow.
Okay.
I haven't been taken.
It's Sarah.
Sarah, Courtney.
I dropped off for a little while, but I guess... Ion was talking to Carolyn about another disease being created after she comes up with the cure for cancer.
Right. Humans will create even worse diseases, and also, I won't say that, but other factors will cause the diseases too. You know, it's pretty perverse.
Yeah, he said Super MRSA.
Super MRSA, you know what that is?
I know what MRSA is. I don't know what Super MRSA is.
Right. That we wouldn't go into that. What's MRSA?
It's that bacteria that they can't kill.
Right.
Drug-resistant.
And it's Super MRSA.
Yeah, I don't know what Super MRSA is. But I guess, you know, it could kill you pretty fast.
Yeah.
But most people probably carry it in their body.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to affect you. Remember, it doesn't affect you.
No. No, but I mean, and he said that no matter what disease comes up, you can say she has a cure for it.
I think it's
always going to be the RNA drops?
No, there'll be other things developed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. As far as I know, the drops are going to be there. They're pretty powerful, very powerful. So, but there's ongoing new stuff being made.
Yeah. To step us up, I think.
Beg your pardon?
To step us up.
Yes, or to help you with the what's coming, super virulent.
Right.
Viral debilitants.
Viral debilitants. Huh.
Yeah, debilitant means to weaken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other side of that was today was all about the viral warfare as a weapon. So I guess that could be it. I don't know. All right. Very good. That was. I'm sorry I missed the other RNA thing. I have to go back.
Yeah. We're putting out pretty interesting stuff.
I know.
Some of it quite revealing, even.
Yes, very revealing and exciting.
Yeah. Well, it'll be another. Did you hear? Sarah, you probably missed the Germain sisters called in again.
Gosh, I thought I heard them. I was in a dream state.
Yeah. And Nadia, she called in by herself. And Germain was there, but she had called in earlier during the session. But she's had a dream with Ion a couple of years ago, which was pretty interesting. You hope to ask Ion about that.
Oh, very good. Now, did she talk with Ion?
No.
Okay.
But Bob, most people's brains usually get rattled, correct, when they talk to Ion for the first time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we were joking. Well, you heard Nadia talking about how Germain said
he
was laughing, you turned into a little baby.
Yeah, she had the confidence of a tiger, and all of a sudden she became a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was easy with me when I first saw him. Go ahead.
I didn't hear her talk to Ion, I don't think. Did I?
It was earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was today? Okay.
Remember JW going, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was like 2 days ago, and then today she called, and he kind of gave her a little advice about, like, her career and, most importantly, like, a good step for her to take in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, cool.
But yeah, Bob, I can't wait to see the next disease that these humans create for their own quick exit. And see Jack Bauer tries to stop it. Or, no, I take that back.
You have a perverse humor there. I'm not excited about it.
Well, it's not going to affect you. That's the thing about it. I just want to see how they, because they always do something like exaggerated, and there's some things that can take its toll, like slowly, like cancer or HIV. Because there were but there's other diseases out there that can kill people faster.
Yeah, there might be somebody I love that falls into that trap, so I'm not too excited about it. Anyhow, that's not too serious. I got to go do a few things, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm still listening. I'm just on mute.
Right.
Okay.
Who's all on the phone?
This is Sarah, Courtney. I don't know who else is here.
I'm here. Bob's here.
We know that one. No one would be here if it wasn't for Bob.
Right.
That's right. I'm getting ready to play another part. I'm just looking it up. Actually, this could be an hour long. What is it? 272 started 25:23.
Well, Sarah, how did you hear about it? Or this whole ion experience?
Through Michael Brown.
Okay.
In February.
Because it seems like Michael's bringing a lot of individuals in.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get to read his book?
Yeah, I did. I met him. His editor for his book lived here in my town for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so Michael came here a couple times to speak, and I got to meet him and have a session with him.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah. It really set me up well coming into the drops and things, I really feel.
Yeah, I noticed that all the individuals Michael brings in are fairly calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
You said Michael?
Really?
Michael Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
Because isn't Katie Thomas?
Yeah, Katie, also.
Yeah.
A few other people. You know, it's you after you read his book a couple of times and go through that process, you realize that you're completely responsible for every experience you have. And so that's a good belief, sort of, to have coming into IONdom and with the drops and things like that. It makes for less contrast in my world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you already have a grip of, or at least have like a notion of, that you are the creator. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Michael Brown was on call when ION came the first time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he inspired him. Or I don't know if he inspired him, but he was the one. Wasn't like, yeah, because I forgot exactly how it went, but yeah.
It's always exciting when he comes on the line.
I know. So did he, ION came on yesterday around, I guess, from my time.
Around the same time as the day before.
Yeah, and then he didn't come back. He came back for a second.
And I yelled at him. He came back. He did it twice yesterday, which is still today for me. And then later he came back, and I yelled at him, and he ran off like a scared chicken and never came back in. So I may have driven him to other worlds for good. I don't know. Sue me if it gets definite.
You know who hasn't called in is James Pusty.
You're right.
Or I thought James Kidney might call in during your Bob's Fest as a guest.
Yeah.
Did Sasha call in?
Yeah, she did today, this evening.
Yeah, okay. I know Bob was trying to get another line.
Yeah.
What'd you say about Bob?
You got Sasha on the line.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got Sasha. Now that worked out nice.
I got to go re-listen to that one. But I got to log down, though.
You're leaving?
No. I'm just saying I got to go back and listen to that that hour.
You're going
to
log down.
I have to log, I already logged it in.
Oh.
Because I'm taking notes as you guys go. Like, this marks for me to, yeah, when I go back, I can actually just listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a log being presented on Ion and Bob.
You mean Aikido?
Aikido.
Aikido is itemizing each event, like, you know, minute by minute, with grass chunks.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was wondering how I was going to find things. I guess a lot of gods were wondering that, and we made it happen.
Right. But what are you saying? Wondering what?
How I was going to locate the things that I wanted to go back and listen to.
Right.
I mean, I know that I'm probably going to go straight through the 100 plus hours eventually, but also I wanted to go right back in, of course, and find Ion's clips and some of the other tapes you played, the JFK tapes, you know, that I missed the first tape.
Well, yeah, Aikido's done a good job of keeping it up, so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he has all the JFK's recordings and properly listed, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, also he has the area for all the Ion pop-ins so far.
Yeah, I listened to that. That was like, oh, I was...
He did a really good job, and looks clean, too.
Yeah. Very nice. I was wondering how Ed was going to catalog all this content. You know, it's a huge amount.
Now, are they taking shifts? Do you know that? Or anyone else?
I don't know. Kid must have contacted him because he gave him credit at the top of the column.
Sorry about that. What was that again?
Aikido must have contacted Ed because he kind of gave him credit at the top of the column of the top of the page. Gave Aikido credit.
Yeah. That's true.
The comic is really nice, Leon. The Sahara Key.
Oh, yes, see it? Thank you.
And Gila, I didn't realize who Gila was until I heard Gila the other night.
Yeah, when the girls came on.
Yeah, so she's the one that's in the comic, not Jermaine.
Well, no, it is. Well, it's hard to say. I don't know. She just came to me with that idea, and I was like, all right, I'll just fill in the blanks, but that was it. Yeah, I mean, it was her, like, writing and stuff like that, so I didn't know who to reference, but she gave me, like, a... Because she asked me about, like, to do the book, and I gave her a story, and she didn't mind it, but it was just too much. She just wanted, like, more modern, quick, you know, blah, 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 boom, there you go, you get it, you got it, and you can move on. Type a little, like, little book. And so I sketched it out, and then at the last minute, she kind of pieced it together, like, the words that she wanted to say for each box or each action, and then she wrote out the story.
Oh, yeah. The
I just
challenge.
Had to make it look fancy.
Yeah. Well, if I don't know if Gila's the one in the ad. I think she's, because Jermaine's also, I mean, modeling her scars, what does she call them? Anyway,
Huskas.
Jermaine is modeling the Huskas, but I think also Gila is.
I'm not too sure. On the Jen show, she says she didn't like to model.
Oh, okay.
If she feels like it's tacky, I'm not too sure if that's, you know, how she feels about it, but that's what I heard. But as I looked at the model that they chose, it looks fairly similar. But no, it's not Jermaine.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Yeah. No, she's pretty discreet about herself.
Oh. Well, I'm dying to know what they're working on. You know, probably.
Yeah, I know a few things. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what would be the best I can tell you. Because you said just keep everything secret. But in other words, anything with the Huskas, I just helped out make some prints. Mm-hmm. And that was about it so far. And also made a brand book where I just took all the images that she already had, and it's properly kind of like... place them, so therefore she can easily email like a ebook of the brand book and hopefully get buyers from that. So.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But otherwise, that's about it. I mean, she's working on other projects, but how things are moving right now, I'm not too sure what's all going to happen. Now, you say you've been around here, or you've been listening since January?
February, yep.
February?
Yep. And have you had a session with Ion?
Yes, I had two of them.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah. See, the first one, he was easy. He didn't rattle my brain, but the second one, he literally stopped me in my tracks several times.
Oh,
especially within, like, the first 15 minutes. I'm like, I can't follow you, Ion. Like, you're putting words and metaphors and end words and words. And, like, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I will admit it was a unique experience. I had my first session, and I was a little skeptical buying an RNA drop, so I was like, all right, just screw this. Let's just go for it. But that whole summer was this... Bit by bit, I just noticed a great deal of change of not only individuals in my life, but anything that I wanted, for some odd reason, to sell in my lap with ease.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I dismantled my, I was living in a house with, like, three other guys, and they were cool as hell, but they were very, like, young, kind of like college type of attitude and lifestyle. And I was working, and my job is very, like, strict about, like, being there on time and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like I had to get the hell out of that house because it was just starting to get too annoying. And soon as I had my session with Ion, I went through the summer. I was like, I had to have my second session. I was like, I think this time I'm going to move. I'm going to go to K-Town. But I had no idea the best way to sorry about that, to explain to my roommates that I wanted to, you know, leave the house because I just got there. I wasn't even a year old in the home. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they brought some friends over. On the weekend, I had to leave to go to Vegas to see my auntie. And then all of a sudden, I come back and everyone is getting kicked out the house because there was a, their friends supposedly not only built a tent out in the front yard, which were in a very nice, area in Hermosa Beach, but they were having sex. And the roommate or the next door neighbors are very close and they heard it. And then only that, but then the day before they were cussing outside and barbecuing and screaming. And they had their some guests over as well to they were catering to, and then all of a sudden they kept hearing like "fuck you" and "bitch" and "I'll fuck you harder" and blah blah blah. And it was like, "Oh no, we gotta go." They went inside the house, closed the door, and they still were loud. And so eventually they were so pissed off that week, and they contacted the landlord, told the landlord that they were completely tired of my like housing situation. Because they've been doing this for a while. It wasn't just like this one incident. But from that point, they wrote the letter to the landlord. The landlord came back, talked to the main roommate, and I guess he got pissed. And then from that point on, it was just easy to everyone to look at each other and say, okay, let's leave. So that all fell on my hand quite easily. At the same moment, my money was still like perfectly balanced. And I was like, how am I going to pay for this? And then all of a sudden, my money is like perfectly balanced. I'm like, this is incredible. So, yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah.
But I told Bob the first time I called, I was like, oh, I didn't feel anything, Bob, for the first year. I didn't know anything. And all of a sudden, it just popped. But no, I failed to realize all the slight nuances and heavy nuances that were happening in my life at that moment.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that the way the girls talk, Leon? They go nice to each other. Nice.
Well, it depends. It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Because it depends what area you're at.
Yeah, is that the way that you talk to your girlfriend, Sarah? Nice.
You know, in the South, people kind of talk slow.
Right, so that's the nice.
Where are you at, Sarah?
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
North of New Orleans in Baton Rouge.
Nice.
What'd you guys think of the sing-songy style of Ion's communication now?
I love it. You got personality. I'm like, yes. You know, he's like, I'm not dealing with you 99. You just have fun, guys.
That's really good, except somebody keeps running him off.
Running him off? Oh, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Well, he's got to be tougher, man. You know, I'm just.
Yeah, he's pretty sing-song. He's tender right now.
Yeah, and well, it's complex. My relationship with Ion, very complex.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how to run it.
I know it's. We have very. You see bits of it in what we play. Very complex. Teasing, fighting, not fight, but teasing of each other. I find Ion, he's one of the best laughers to my jokes.
He gets them.
Yeah, he gets them.
He gets them.
He actually gets them.
Oh, okay. Man, like I listen to you and like Dave Neufeld talk, and I'm like, it's hard to keep up with Dave sometimes, but you, man. But once you get in that rhythm, especially with that Frank Zappa and other individuals.
Ike Willis? Ike Willis? No, what are you saying about Zappa?
Oh, like when you get to talking to Zappa like you did with Ike, it's like it's magical.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I can vibe so lovely with.
Yeah, that's a special conversation. I mean, that's a favorite. You know, it's like some biographer talking to one of the Zappa's musicians about Zappa, and it's real involved. Real, intellectual about what Zappa is achieving, and he could understand what I was trying to express.
Yeah.
And he was discovering it as I said it.
We spoke to both spoke the same language. But
yeah.
I feel like Zappa did that, though. Like, he zapped you, you know.
Who zapped me?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what Zappa does. He, like, he seems like he
yeah.
zaps you. If you
yeah.
if you're willing to accept that he zaps you, and then...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play something. This is the next section. This is May 13th. We're actually going backwards. And this is about... wrong one. This is about the stretch. Where is it? Stretching the false premise of time. Now, this is about working with time. You know how there's no time and all this? Well, what do you hear this one?
Wow.
This is the advanced ion.
Oh,
this is foreseeing. Foresight?
Foresight?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm not even sure. Not even
I'll just
sure.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what it is. I see my notes, but I don't know. So it's, I have the title, Stretching the False Premise of Time. Let me see. The work with that, the song, the title by the Eagles, Time Keeps on Slipping, Slipping into the Future. That's talked about. Yeah, this is going to be pretty unique, so let's start it. It's going to be about an hour long.
Don't forget to mute us.
Right. So are you going... Are you, Sarah? I know, but Sarah, are you going to go back to sleep?
I'm going to try not to.
Right. And Leon, you were saying?
You want to play a song or something until you get to the top of the hour? Or
oh,
yeah,
well, I didn't know.
The hour.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
In the communique, you asked Ion if the I cell was from another world, and he said yes.
Yeah.
And then he said, because you are separated from the perfect one. What,
yes.
What is that?
From the perfect world, I think.
Heaven on earth.
The I cell is from the perfect world. It's ascended substance. And I don't know why it's separate. So we're getting it from somewhere else because we are not with this perfect vibe, perfect realm.
Did you bring the I cell, you and Carolyn?
No, we didn't. We just made it, and it manifested out of the RNA drops area. And we did not do anything. We didn't do carry it over or anything. But it was sucked into this world from at the level of cellular. That was a new concept. You know, it was just sucked over from a more perfect dimension because we were not
as
in that dimension.
As you make it, you mean?
Beg your pardon?
As you make it, it's sucked in.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's neat. See, this is way beyond normal science. We're doing inter-world, qualitative states, communication.
Nice. That.
Well, that was a beautiful one there. Nah, I can't even do it. It was so real.
This is what I say in the middle of the night, I guess.
Yeah, this is how you sound. This is the other Sarah. Like, you went to sleep, went to a parallel world, and like Brian, this is the other Sarah that's come back to fill in while the first one went off. Nice.
The nighttime. It's the nighttime talk.
Yeah. So, did we go? I wonder if I should play a song. Yeah, I'm going to play a song. We haven't done it in a while. What can we play? Leon, you like. What's that one from the TV show you like? Natural High or something?
Oh, that's. Wasn't it from Ray Donovich? And then, yeah, Natural High.
Yeah, stoned or something, natural stoned. Or...
Let me get my iTunes up. But the song is Natural High.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, looking for it. Let me just play a few, like 10 seconds. Like, what do you think of this? I played every now and then. Listen to this.